Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you the whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you the whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm a real nigga, I don't give a fuck. Put a towel down, it'll sop it up. It's just a little blood, it won't hurt. So what if it gets on my t-shirt? It won't be the first, I've been shot before. Now show me that red like a matador. And I'ma charge it like a bull, cause I'm pony like a virgin in high school. Yeah, it's all good, baby. Red is my favorite color anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's that real nigga red. Real niggas don't care about no period. Baby, I'm horny as 10 little dick niggas watching a flip. Feel me? Bust it open, folks. Let's go. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you the whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you the whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. Put the towel down, bitch, it ain't a big deal. You wanna fuck too, girl, just keep it real. That pussy hole is all long, trying to feel, don't care if she got a red box like a Happy Meal. Yeah, you know I'm a nasty nigga. Now slip off some period panties, nigga. And I don't care if niggas say it ain't right. Today, I'm running this red light.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, July 9th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, the erotic screams of a vacuum-sealed woman. Plus, when you're too old to be playing with action figures, Dad has to intervene. And fucking your disabled students, you know, as a form of community service. All coming up today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend.
All right. Hey, freaks. Tim Henson back here with you, starting off a new week of programs. This, of course, is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. I was doodling the other day, which is a strange, dumb word. Do real men say doodle ever? Doodle. Say that over and over. Doodle. I was doodling like the little fucking fairy I am. What's a more manly way to say doodle? I wasn't drawing. Drawing is like more serious. It's a serious form of doodling. Scratching. I was scratching. No, that's not a word. All right, whatever. I was doodling. And I wasn't really paying attention to what I was drawing. And I looked down and I realized, oh, it looks like Laser Man, the beloved comic I created when I thought I was 9. But then I started doing like the math in my head. Like, oh, it was 1991, which means I was doo-doo-doo, beep-boop-bop.
Beep-beep-boop,
processing, analyzing, collating, preparing output, beep-boop-bop. Like, 11 years old. It took me way too long to figure that out. I was born in 1980. It's actually really easy math. Anyway, I was like 11 when I was drawing these things, I think. I mean, it could have started earlier, but I'm pretty sure I was 11 or 12, which seems way too old to be drawing so shittily, and, like, too old to be playing with toys in comics, you know what I mean? Like, I'm almost a teenager. And then there was, like, this dark thought, and I was like, wait a second, how old was I when I stopped playing with, like, my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures? And thankfully, like, my mind is shot. I can't remember that far back. I fear the answer, the truth, would crush me. I went on Wikipedia and I was like, well, when did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon start? 1987. Okay, that's acceptable. I was 7 years old when that thing started. That's okay to be playing with toys. But I'm pretty sure it took me a few years to get into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I was also really into it for a few years. I don't know, there's just something sad about, like, a middle school kid playing with his toys by himself when he should be out with all of his new friends. You know what I really fear is the whole Lego thing. I know I played with those for a long time. I think that inched towards my, like, high school years. And it's not just, like, building things with Lego. It was, like, you know, playing with the space toys, having my little stories.
I don't want to think about my childhood. I do have a great clip I wanted to share with you. This is definitely related. In the clip, we've got a young man playing with his wrestling action figures when his dad busts in.
I'm playing my wrestlers.
Well, here, come in here and get your man. Why are you sitting here?
Stop spitting on me, man. Here.
Kid's father, apparently, is J.B. Smoove.
I'm playing my wrestlers. Well, here, come in here and get your man. Why are you sitting here?
Stop spitting on me, man.
Get this mess out of the way.
I can't find my wrestlers. My man's saliva all over the place. You need to relax.
Yeah, he's live streaming this.
I'm bored. How about you come play with me?
That's actually kind of sad, right? He just wants his dad to play with him.
You need to relax.
Instead, he's live streaming for probably like five people.
I'm all over the place. You need to relax. I'm bored. How about you come play with me?
Got the ring and everything. Look at that. What a weird half-ass way to play with wrestlers. He picks up the action figure and just drops them onto the ring. I guess that's a body slam. Oh no, Dad's coming back. There we go. Sorry, there's no rewind button.
Bro, can you wait? I'm on live. You trying to give me pills?
Elijah, take here.
Well,
you already talking this crazy
shit,
man. Now take this.
Awesome, you see this dude, bro? Move! Nigga, move, bro!
Give me that!
Yo, get the fuck!
He turns the camera onto his father, who is in, like, a white t-shirt and white underpants. You know, every father's attire.
You see this dude, bro? Move! Nigga, move, bro!
Give me that!
Yo, get the fuck! I'm about to cut your bitch ass, nigga! Move! Fuck the fuck you up, bitch! Fuck out of here!
Hey! Man. You can practice some real-life wrestling moves here.
Fuck off me, nigga!
I'm so glad.
Fucking fuck off me, bitch.
Give me that phone.
I give shit, nigga. Fuck off me, nigga.
Yeah, I'm so glad that cell phones and live streaming was not invented when I was a kid. There would be a lot of embarrassing stuff out there floating around the internet. Tim's terrific, Bob. Balls be like little commercials for my products I was selling to the neighborhood. Skipping around. Moving on, have you ever seen commercials for those vacuum seal wonder products? You can vacuum seal food, you can vacuum seal sweaters. Did you know there's an actual vacuum sealing fetish? We have played clips many years ago, I'm sure, on DV logs and stuff of people being vacuum sealed. I've got a new one here for you. This is a woman in a bag about to be deprived of all oxygen. I feel this is a dangerous game to play, and you really need to trust your partner here.
Hands on your side.
Hands on your side. She's topless, which should look pretty cool when the bag's vacuum sealed. Now, I don't know if she's done this before or this is her first time. There goes the vacuum. There, all of the air is being sucked out. I said all of the air is being sucked out. Her tits are smushed up against the bag. Wow, there's a lot of suction power because the bag is completely void of air, and also it's pressing so hard onto her chest, you can see her ribs. I say it's gotta be very uncomfortable. She's already gasping for air. We all know what a vacuum sounds like, so I'm gonna fast forward. She's just laying there. Oh, she's... There's a little bit of air.
Oh, please.
She's already hating it.
30 more seconds.
It's weird that he says 30 more seconds because this video goes on for 10 more minutes. She gonna die. You in danger, girl.
20.
Just hold your breath. You can hold your breath for 30 seconds. Maybe it's hard because of pressure. I don't know why I'm laughing at this woman. obviously in agony.
10.
Did I say 30 seconds? I meant 10 minutes. There must be multiple sessions here. Oh my god. She looks like a steak that has been packaged. And it's a... Oh my god, hold on here. Yeah, she looks like, you know, meat.
10.
Wow. She, you know, I don't know what she's getting out of this. I thought, you know, if it was a sex thing, her panties would get a little wet. But... There. He has released her. A man of his word.
All right, now this time you're going to turn your head the other way.
What? We're going to do this again?
What?
This she's time. Like, what?
Turn your head towards the camera.
Yeah, come on. You're doing this for video. Looks like she's in a giant condom.
You ready?
Yeah. Let her catch her breath first. I mean, are you trying to kill her? For legal reasons, I don't want to know the answer to that question. All right, so here we go. Round two. All
right, let's go.
Is she retarded? Or deaf? Oh, he's kissing her. How nice.
All right.
There's something wrong with her. I feel like maybe you shouldn't be vacuum sealing this woman. She doesn't have the mental capacity to consent, I guess. Anyway, so I'm going to fast forward past the actual vacuuming because you know what I really want to hear. Woman's screaming in agony. Here she is, gasping for air.
You got a little ways to go.
This session is already a lot longer. Like, I feel like it's already been 45 seconds, a minute.
One more minute.
Jesus. No wonder the woman sounds retarded. She's got brain damage from being oxygen deprived. This has been going on for a while.
Please. Please.
50 more seconds.
No. No, I hate it.
Yeah. They didn't have a safe word. Carbon dioxide! Carbon dioxide! Oh, no.
40 more seconds.
No, I need it now! No, I need
it! My God.
I need it!
He's not letting her go. Like, they have to have some sort of agreement beforehand. Like, no matter how much I scream,
40 more seconds.
Do not let me go.
More seconds.
No!
I'm sorry. Holy fuck! She's like trying to claw her way out. Like all this energy she's exerting should be saved. You know what I mean? Like,
no!
130 more seconds. Goddamn horror show. Like Saw Part 7. What's going to be really scary is if, like, all of a sudden she stops screaming. Don't pop a hole in this thing. It was very expensive. Guys, she lives. Don't worry. There's a whole nother session after this. She goes back in, believe it or not. She's starting to seize from a seizure. Yeah, this is where I would start to get worried. The screaming has stopped. Now it's like coughing and gasping. She's still struggling, which is a good thing. Like, she can still move, but then all becomes quiet. This is, she's very weak. She's still trying to breathe, though. Listen to that. Oh, that does not sound healthy. I would be very concerned. I thought there was a whole nother session. This is the same one. So she's been in this thing for like 5 minutes. Sounds like a pug snoring. Trying to breathe. Okay. The husband or boyfriend, I think. Yeah, he finally releases her. Yet she doesn't move. Did he go too far? She's just taking a nap. She's okay. Maybe, like, take her head out of the fucking vinyl or whatever that rubber you're using. While he has unsealed this thing, her mouth is still covered. Just sucking in. You're okay, big baby. Like, she's literally asleep. You know, due to the lack of oxygen. All right, finally, before we get into the news, I do have one more clip I wanted to share with you. A public freakout involving a Puerto Rican woman wearing a Puerto Rican shirt and a white guy who's telling her to go back to her own country. Wrap your mind around that stupidity. By the way, I was looking up information about Puerto Rico. Couple interesting things. Puerto Rico translates to, like, rich port or something, which is funny considering how poor it is. And also, their motto is translates to John is his name. I don't know the significance. I do know that's a shit poor motto. Obviously, I hope all of you know that Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. So this man's argument is largely idiotic.
Well, first of all, the United States owns Puerto Rico, so we're part of the United States.
Who owns it?
Puerto Rico is what? Are you educated?
I'm your officer.
It's a private.
Why does
he protect Puerto Rico?
Okay. Okay.
So what's your point now?
Well, what's your point, sir?
My point is, why are you wearing that?
Because I can.
And she's Puerto Rican. Although, I will say this. I don't think there's a trashier fashion trend than wearing flag apparel. Giant flag. Whether it be, you know, it could be an American flag, Puerto Rican flag, whatever. It's fine if, like, you incorporate it into the design of the shirt. You know what I mean? Like, there could be a flag on the shirt, but, like, to have the whole thing printed from top to bottom as a flag, that's just trashy. Don't do that.
Officer, can you please? I'm renting this area, and he's harassing me about the shirt that I'm wearing.
America. You're not renting any of this.
I did rent it. I have a permit for this. Right, so can you please step away from me, sir? Can you please step away from me?
You're not going to change us. You know that?
I'm not trying to change anyone. No. I'm just trying to come here for a break.
White people are just so afraid of for nothing.
Can you please step away?
You're not going to change us.
You're not going to change us. You know that?
I'm not trying to change anyone. I'm just trying to come here for a birthday party.
The world
party.
Is not going to change the United States of America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
7 billion people won't change us.
You should not be wearing that in the United States of America.
Okay.
Are you a citizen?
Yes, I am a citizen.
Are you a United States citizen?
Can you please get away?
Yeah, all Puerto Ricans are.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Okay.
You should not be wearing that in the United States of America.
Okay.
Are you a citizen?
Yes, I am a citizen.
Are you a United States citizen?
Can you please get away from me?
Then you should not be
Can
wearing
you please get away
you should
from
be
me?
Wearing United States
officer,
America,
officer, I feel not highly Rachel. Uncomfortable. Can
Are you,
you please
citizen?
Grab him?
Are you an American citizen?
Please, officer.
I'm an American citizen.
There is a cop, but he's just sort of like walking around, not paying any attention or unwilling to do anything about this. He's taking a hands-off approach to this argument. I want to see where it goes. There's some good discourse here.
American citizen, why is he wearing that shit?
This just goes on for too long, around and around in circles.
Can
you please get away from me? Can you please get away from me? Can you please get away from me? Can you please get away from me?
Puerto Rico is an American state.
Oh God! Why did you have to chime in? Don't help. Puerto Rico is an American state. This always happens. Even the people I agree with end up sounding stupid.
It is.
Yes, they are. They vote for our president.
You should wear. Hey, calm down. Get away.
Baby girl.
Baby girl.
I know I am.
Hey, calm down.
Yo, baby girl. Your ass looks fat in that outfit. Real nice. Thank you. Hitting on her during this altercation. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Hey, if you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting the show. There are two great ways to do that. First up, become a member of the Sideshow. Get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive programs just for Sideshow members, usually on Tuesday and Thursday, which means tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive show. Great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Other ways to support the show, of course, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge a few dollars that way. Finally, you can spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Word of mouth is how we get new listeners, because I don't know how to advertise this bullshit. You got to admit, it's a hard sell. So if you've got a friend that you think might enjoy this content, tell them about distortedview.com. You know, you can find the podcast in all major podcast directories just by searching cum farts or granny porn, probably. The best way to do it is just to search for Distorted View. All right, three quick stories now. First up, a former special education teacher. I'm guessing the whole news story is about why she's no longer a special education teacher. A former special education teacher accused of having sex with two male students, there it is, was awaiting her trial when she was caught by police again with one of her alleged victims. I feel like this may be an unpopular opinion, but I feel like having sex with a special needs student should carry less prison time or penalty than having sex with a normal brain student. For the same reason that I think, all bestiality is wrong. However, if you're like fucking a dog, you should go to jail for longer than, like, if you just sucked a dog off. Because you're not hurting the dog. There's some logic here, right? You're giving the dog pleasure. You're not raping it. And in the case of the retards here, there's a good chance that these kids will never experience the immense pleasure of fucking a broad's tight twat. She's really doing a goddamn community service here. Laura Ramos, 32, and she was pretty young, too. It's not like a fucking 60-year-old crackly skin, crackly twatted grandma, you know? She was put together, probably. I mean, I don't see a picture of her here. Oh, yeah, I do see a picture of her. She's about a 6, maybe, you know, 7 on a good day? No, I don't know. All right, she looks okay, though. She's not fat. She's, you know, blonde hair. I don't know what's going on below the neck because, you know, this is a mugshot I'm looking at. As far as mugshots go, it's not bad. All right, Laura Ramos, 32, who resigned from her position at Central High School in Bridgeport, Connecticut, was charged with 2 counts of second-degree sexual assault last year after police said she admitted to having sex with one of her 18-year-old special education students. Also, the kid was 18. Come on. She had sex with him a handful of times. She was later hit with another sexual assault charge after police said she had a relationship with another student. Ramos was ordered not to have contact with her alleged victims. She just couldn't stay away. You know, I've heard a lot of times these retarded kids have big fat dongs. That's why she couldn't stay away. She was drunk on cripple dick. That gimtard dick energy. Apparently, police pulled over Ramos on June 22nd for using her cell phone while driving. One of her alleged victims was in the vehicle with her, which is a violation of her bond conditions. Ramos was charged with distracted driving and criminal violation of a protective order. Honestly, what's going on here? Superior Court Judge Robert Devlin asked the woman during the hearing. You were going to the beach with a boy who was a subject of your case. That is completely reckless. She spent an hour in jail after posting $250,000 bond. How can she post that? I don't think those bail bond places, you know, would fork over $250,000. And, you know, she's on a special needs teacher salary. Whatever. Police said Ramos complained to one of the students that her now divorced husband didn't want to have sex with her anymore. Later, the two met up at a restaurant and had sex in the electrical room. Sparks and saliva were flying. The teen told Ramos texted him after saying it was the best sex she ever had. Her case is pending in New London Superior Court. Meanwhile, authorities are investigating if Ramos had sexual contact with other students. So this news article allowed comments. There were 1,800. Some of my favorites. Another pervert socialist. Yeah. Some people just want to make everything political. Yeah, she's probably a liberal. Offering handout. She's handing out her pussy to everyone. Some students need to be straightened out by a female teacher, said another comment. The Down syndrome student became up all of a sudden. Well, that's not a good... Well, a lot of thoughtful discourse happening in the chat here, in the comments. Tickled their chicken nuggets. So she did a science experiment with Down children. Timmy! And finally, she likes sausage for breakfast. This is like a legitimate news site. What the hell is going on with people? All right, second story we have for you today. I hate these fucking like newspaper websites that have vague names and they don't ever tell you like where they're at. Like Journal News. What the fuck? Like it should be like the Sacramento Journal News. That would give me a fucking clue. So now I gotta like figure this out. Oh, the story comes from Middletown. It was like every fucking state has a Middletown, right? Usually in the middle of the state. This one, I guess, comes from my state. Oh, Ohio. Right near me here in Cincinnati, right? Middletown is close, right? A woman walked into her Middletown residence Friday morning and found a man in her bed with a hatchet and his pants down. Everyone is so horny. Horny and violent. That's what America is really turning into. We're all about sex and killing people. Or suffocating them with a vacuum. We're all about sex, violence, and vacuum sealing. All right, a woman walked into her Middletown residence Friday morning and found a man in bed with a hatchet, his pants down, and ready to rumble. Michael Robert McLean, 39, was arrested on suspicion of aggravated burglary, felonious assault and public indecency. Was he asleep? I know sometimes, like, I'll start a task all gung-ho. Like, all right, I'm excited, high energy, and then halfway through I'm like, ugh. I lose all interest and I just want a nap. Maybe that's what happened with this guy. He broke in. He had every intention to rob the bitch. And then he just lost steam. He needs to check his potassium levels, I think. All right, officers were called to the 1300 block. Sometimes I don't know. I just realize how dumb I sound. Officers were called to the 1300 block of Woodlawn Avenue on a report of a burglary. An investigation revealed a man entered the house and was lying in bed with his pants down, with his genitals in his right hand. Oh my God, he was masturbating. Maybe he wasn't so tired. Daddy got horny. That's something that doesn't happen to me. I think, you know, when we were teenagers and maybe in our 20s, that would happen. Like, you would just be going about your day and all of a sudden, like, a case of the hornies strikes. You're pumping gas and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I want to fuck so bad right now. You're at the grocery store checkout lane. You're like, ah, oh, I need to stick my dick in something. All right, so that's what happened with this guy. He's very fertile. All right, an investigation revealed the man was entering the house. He got comfortable. He started, you know, he went to lay in the bed, pulled his pants down, whipped out his dick, started stroking. He had his genitals in his right hand and a hatchet in his left. The woman called for her husband to get the man out of the house. Really? Like, you're putting your husband in danger. How about, honey, call the cops? Like, get that man out of here. The homeowner then attempted to wake up the man to get him out of the house. So he was asleep. He fell asleep with his cock in his hand. Because he was in fear for his life, the homeowner struck the man in the head with his handgun and a fight ensued. See, like, you needlessly escalated that. All right, Tim fought the defendant out of the bedroom, through the kitchen, and outside the house, the police report states. The homeowner chased McLean out of the house, and when McLean took an offensive stance and came at the homeowner with what, the hatchet or his penis? He had two weapons he was holding. He fired one shot to the ground just to scare him. The suspect fled behind a rear detached garage and came back towards the residence. The homeowner then fired a shot into the ground again, and the man ran away. Police found McLean on the sidewalk in the... he fell asleep again. Was he, like, suffering from narcolepsy? Police found McLean on the sidewalk in the 200 block of Young Street, bleeding from his head. He must have tripped. McLean was treated at a local hospital, then booked into the Middletown jail on charges. Bond was set at $450,000. His next court appearance is July 13th. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, a man who disturbed female joggers by running naked next to them. See what I mean? Very violent and sexual. He's been arrested after being tracked by an empty sweets packet. While he was jogging, you think he's physically fit. No, he was eating candy while he was jogging, apparently. Since April, several women of various ages have reported seeing a naked man by the River Wear near Durham Rowing Club over there in the UK. He would run alongside his victims wearing nothing but a pair of shoes. After carrying out a series of operations, including using undercover female officers posing as joggers in an attempt to lure out the man, police eventually found a secluded spot on a railway bridge where they believe the man hid while watching his victims approach. Here, the police found an empty packet of Haribo candy. It's weird to think like a naked jogger's eating gummy bears. Weird, allowing them to determine exactly when and where he bought the sweets. Using information, they checked closed-circuit television footage from a local shop from which victims could identify the man, enabling officers to make the arrest. The 18-year-old man admitted several offenses and has been admitted to Checkpoint, a four-month intervention program that looks at underlying issues of criminal behavior in an attempt to stop them from reoffending. Sergeant Kay Howarth of the Durham City Police said this is an unusual case because the Riverside in Durham is usually such a safe place and is visited by families all the time. It must have been very alarming for these women to have a stranger jump out at them while they were simply enjoying a run. Yeah, a naked man jumping out there. We would like to thank all those who rang in to report this man, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. Happy ending. That, my friends, is your... Well, not for the man. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from my freaky deekies. You can always voicemail in 206-666-4463. That voicemail line is open to everyone. I play most, if not all, of these calls, unless you call it like seven times in a row or something. Other ways to contact me, show@distortedview.com. That's our email address. If you know how to email, I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And if you happen to be a patron, you get a special voicemail line. Let's check in with a few of my patrons here. We have quite a few patrons calling in.
Hey, boo, it's my bro left. So I have a story for you. How Distorted View almost ruined my relationship.
Oh, I played this now, one already, right?
When you play those porn clips from E-Fucked and whatnot, I try to find them.
Yeah, we played this one, I think, on Friday or Thursday. His girlfriend was curious because she found his internet history or was wondering why he was, like, clearing out his internet cache, and then he had to explain himself. Okay, great. So we played that one.
Hey, Tim Superfly here. Couple quick things. First of all, when you lost your voice, you sound an awful lot like Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Go
also,
back and listen.
You were talking about like weird vocalizations in music. Led Zeppelin, I think, is probably like a very mainstream.
Yes, I have heard of them.
That people might know, and they're all over the place, from like Immigrant Song to Whole Lot of Love to pretty much any song I can think of.
They make weird noises.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, I'm not a huge Led Zeppelin fan. That was before my time, and I don't care. But I'll go back and listen. I mean, Stairway to Heaven, that's Led Zeppelin, right? Did someone butt dial me? I like how I was like, oh, we've got so many patrons calling in. And it's all bullshit. When I played already, then this guy who ass dialed me. Okay. This is a long one. I like to try to figure out, like, what's going on. I think he's in his car here. We're at a dance club. You have shitty taste in music. All right. Another patron.
Hi, Boo. Stacey and DC.
Here we go.
I was wondering, since I heard that Lardish is Cuban, does he ever make you Cuban food? Because that's my
He doesn't cook.
Favorite, so... Ropia Vieja, or Café con Leche, or Medianoche. Does he have any favorites, or...
I don't know. I've had Cuban food. We've been to Cuban restaurants and stuff. I can't tell you what I've had, because I can't pronounce anything. Vaca frita or something I think I've had, which I like. There's some, like, little Cuban coffee thing that is super good.
Very sweet. Viral hand walker. So this is my last call. So all those other ones.
Oh, this one I played as well. This is back when Spiral Hamfucker called in a bunch on, during last week. Let's try this one.
Hello, Hansanovic. This is Vladimir Putin.
Oh.
I was listening to old show. You were talking about old internet and what we had to deal with growing
yes.
up. And same age.
The struggle was real.
Remember old internet when you would connect? And the modem would be like bippity bippity bippity.
No, no, it went like this. It went. Dee, 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 dee. Yeah.
Very strange. AOL. Those old websites.
Sometimes, like, for some reason or another, where I live growing up, that phone number. That's a weird way of saying that. Sometimes I can't describe what I'm trying to say. Yeah, my phone number growing up, I'd get a call and it would be like a fax machine or a modem calling, and I'd try to communicate with it. Trying to connect.
Internet 1.0.
Part of the problem was like when I was growing up, before the internet, there were these things called bulletin board systems. And it was like almost like the baby internet. Like imagine if there was an internet where only one person could connect to it at a time. That was a bulletin board, right? You basically have your computer, and then people would call in to your computer. And I mean, you know, you could buy more than one phone line, I guess, but like most bulletin boards only had one or two phone lines, and I used my real phone number for it. I mean, could you imagine? I don't know why my parents didn't just kill me. So, like, I had this bulletin board that was only open from, like, 11 at night to 6 in the morning, right? And it was using my home phone number. Because I thought, well, no one calls, you know, no one needs to talk to my family at, you know, from 11, unless it's an emergency at which point, like, no one would be able to get through because there was always someone calling the bulletin board, right? So, and that did happen a few times because my dad worked, like, the overnight shift. And so occasionally he would need to call, like, if his car broke down and needed someone to pick him up or something, and he could never get through. I was constantly in trouble. The other problem is, like, you can tell people not to call during the day with your modem. Like, don't use your computer to call this phone number morning, afternoon, and early evening. Wait until night. But no one listens, right? They're like, I'll just try anyway. So all day long, my mom was getting phone calls from, like, screeching modems. I was an asshole child.
For pornography.
I was like, this is your fault for not buying me a second phone line.
Late night in my father's office. Went to site nastythumbs.com. I don't even know if they exist still. You did not load video. It was too much for our old computers.
Mm-hmm.
You would the thumbnails, they were important. You'd get thumbnail, see little preview, because it was a real contribution of time to choose image.
Yes.
And then you pick image, and it's just loading. You know,
that's so funny. Thumbnails really were important.
Because
the image just didn't magically appear. Like, you click a thing and the picture appears. No. Like, you would see the image coming in line by line.
By pixel across top of picture. You get to see little bits of hair. You say,
slowly
brunette,
start
blonde,
coming in.
Ooh. And then you get, like, face. And, oh, boy, you're sitting there for, like, 10 minutes. And you see shoulders. And you know breast is coming. And then you see nipple. Oh, boy.
This is really our generation. You know, like, when we were growing up, our parents would be like, I had to walk for 10 miles to get to school in the rain and the snow.
Right on down, belly button. You know it's going to be bush next, and that's very important. It was a whole different experience. I don't think...
I can't imagine what the internet in Russia was like back
people
then.
People of today so understand slow. What we had to deal with growing up. It was either that or find...
In Soviet Russia, porn download you. Wrap your mind around that one.
Magazines discarded by old perverts around Little League fields, right? Well, very strange. Maybe for younger listeners, you could play Sound of Dial-Up Connection. I really don't think...
Everyone knows what that fucking sounds like. All right, thank you very much, Vladimir Putin, and to everyone calling into the voicemail line. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it?
I need a new baby!
30 more seconds.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes, and I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.